Blog Talk Radio.
Be not in velvet. Be not in velvet. Be not in velvet.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Venus in Velvet Radio Show. My name is Toray, and I am happy to be back and here with you all after Thanksgiving, post-Thanksgiving. Yay! Okay, so who's back on a diet and who's sworn off turkey for a while at least? Well, I do hope the holidays are treating you well. And tonight our topic is on animals and how they are messengers. I do share this information with many of my clients that animals are messengers. The shaman believe in the animals being messengers as well as the Native Americans. So, you know, and there are many other people who believe they get messages from their animals on the other side. There are all kinds of connections with the animals spiritually. In the Native American culture, the power animals, the animals of the four directions that represent the north, the east, and, I should say the north, the south, the east, and the west. In the north, we have, I want to say the great white buffalo, and in the west, we have, I should go to the south, the opposite pole, to keep it simple. We have coyote. Also, some people use the wolf. In the east, we have the eagle, and in the west, we have the bear. So, that being said, it's an opportunity for you all to connect in and see which animals you're connecting with tonight. And I'd like to also mention that through the holiday season, I'd like you all to be tuning into your higher selves more. Don't jump the gun. Don't do what people just put in front of you and say, you must do this. Everybody's doing it. Use your common sense. Take it easy on your plastic. Try to live within your means within the holidays, for it's the spirit of that connection with family, with friends, and so on. And try not to work yourself into a tizzy, just to make Christmas so important, because I mentioned to my family last week, I said, you know, Christmas is every day because it's what we give to one another. Thanksgiving is every day because I'm thankful and blessed to have food on the table as such. So I'm beyond just that calendar marking of those two momentous occasions. But I do believe that it is a time we take consideration for other people, that we look and see what our neighbors might need, or our friends might need, or family, that maybe we haven't paid attention to what's going on, what's happening. So I certainly welcome you to do that. And if you're in Casadega, you can find me at the Casadega Hotel, as well as in Sanford. And I've got a very special event coming up this month in December, which is Messages from Spirit. And you can find more about it on my webpage at venusinvelvet.com. Also on Facebook, Venus in Velvet. So, let's talk about the animals. There's a few teachers that I connected with on the animals. And Ted Andrews most certainly was one. And he is no longer with us in physical form, but in spirit, of course. And then we have a gentleman who works with Hay House Publishing, who is a very nice guy. I met him, and he's just the kind of guy that shows up at your drum circle. He's got his didgeridoo, and he's ready to jam. He's a blonde-haired, blue-eyed shaman, and that is Mr. Stephen Farmer. So, that being said, I'm going to share a little something about Ted Andrews and his path with the messages and animals speak and so on, and opening your life to animal messages, because he divides the animals into several categories. He breaks it down and he has a little pocketbook. There's a little pocketbook that connects with him. He breaks it into the down into the birds and into insects and arachnids, as well as mammals and reptiles. And I think that's kind of cool that he did that. So you're, if you're looking for something very specific, you don't have to keep going through alphabetical order. You can connect right in with their category. Reptiles and amphibians is the other category. Whereas Stephen Farmer takes the approach of power animals, and power animals being, you know, beyond your totem, which is a animal that you're assigned, just like an angel or a guide in life. So you're assigned this animal. And then you, of course, have more than, I see you have more than one totem. I've always gone along with a different theory, along with mystical animals as totems as well. So maybe you'll be reading about that soon. And, you know, so we have the Stephen Farmer works with, like, your totem, your power animal, okay? And, you know, your spirit animal and your power animal. Your power animal, he says, is an animal that crosses your path or comes to you maybe more in a dream, or you keep seeing the same picture or view of an animal. That's a message. So let me just give you a for instance, because this is something that had been coming up into my walk sort of all week long. So I wrote it down, and there's a little category page where you can write down your notes. And it's been the ants. Ants have been showing up. Ant has shown up, and that's only one ant. So one ant at a time, not like a bunch or anything like that. So ant, of course, we know ant to be a hard worker, being industrious. So ant's message to me was about pursuing my work for the common good, and if my efforts were true, the rewards would follow. And ants believe in building from the ground up and taking no shortcuts. So it was sort of important for me. It was not just sort of. It was important for me to get ahead on the holiday curve of things, because I don't like that feeling of who did I miss sending a card to, and what do I get so-and-so, and on and on and on. I started pacing myself and sent out a bunch of my cards already, decorated, already made one holiday gift happen, two holiday gifts actually, and baked something kind of holiday-focused. So, you know, it's about being in that spirit, and I've just been talking to people I haven't talked to for a while and catching up. So that's important, too. If you'd like to call into this show, the number here is 646-727-2585. And I'm going to take a real quick break. When we come back, hopefully we'll take your call. So stick around. Moving and grooving, working that turkey off, I hope, and all those other wonderful yummy foods we have during the holidays. A good friend of mine, Kat Bruce, who appeared at the Witch's Ball and longtime friend as well as a great belly dancer, is going to be involved with the Shimmy Mob. So if you happen to look her up on Facebook, Kat Bruce, you'll see more about you'll see more about the Shimmy Mob. And a lot of times she does fat chance, belly dance, and things of that nature where you kind of have to get off your keister and shake it up a bit. Shake your bonbon, as they say. So we're talking about animals and how they are messengers. So how do you tell if an animal is a personal messenger, or maybe it's just a general environmental kind of message, like when you step outside and you see a bird in front of your door? That might be an ordinary situation, but what if you see a bird right in front of you, or it lands on your car, or just plops down right on the ground right in front of you? Those are really kind of out of the ordinary behaviors and unusual, so definitely worth looking up. And you can also connect with these animals if they come to you in a dream, because to me that is just as big of an encounter and message as one in person. And how do you know if it's really a personal message with you? Well, as I mentioned earlier, if you keep seeing an animal repeatedly showing itself to you, then you'll know that's more than just a coinkydink, as some people say, a coincidence, that, you know, it's meant for you. There's a big message. You keep bumping into all kinds of signs, maybe on television, on a billboard, or maybe just right in front of you. You know, sometimes when we see animals on the road, and you know what I'm talking about, a little bit of roadkill, what do you do? Do you just kind of go, oh, you know, or do you actually do something? I like to send a blessing. Well, if I drive by an animal that's been killed and or expired and on the road, I do send them kind of a prayer and a blessing to send them on their way peacefully. And so that's the sad part of reality. It's all with the amount of traffic we have. So keep that in mind. You know, that's part of your journey too, is to you know, send blessing and messages to animals on their passage or their journey. What if an animal keeps showing up, or animals keep coming up to your yard area and dying? That's pretty wild. Someone asked me about what does that mean exactly? Sometimes it's sort of like saying that they found your place as a sanctuary, and sometimes they don't show signs of sickness or weakness until it's almost really too late. But I do know that you know, if they come to you, that you're honored and trusted in that way. So remembering to say a prayer for them, or perhaps just acknowledge and honor their passing. Okay. A lot of times people get all freaked out by snakes. And this was interesting because I saw today Steve Harvey this morning on television, and they had the animal guy on, and he was bringing all these. And he says he's from the hood. He does not bring a lot of connection to animals in his life. So he had these like words of, were like safe words. They keep the animal, just stop right there, don't come any closer. Oh, it's just scared me to death. It's spooky. She hopped up right behind me. So, you know, she is appropriately named. you know, he definitely did not like anything that was connected to something that could bite, or you know, be on that level of just, you know, big chompers. It was a 110-year-old turtle, and it had a, like, alligator turtle, I guess is kind of the name of it. Oh, he flipped out. And, there are some animals that you should not try to keep in captivity. Not that I'm trying to tell you how to live your life, but honestly, is it right to keep a large reptile that belongs in nature, just so you have something to show off to people or to be cool and all that. If you don't truly love an animal like that, I find it hard to believe that you're doing any service to that animal. And, you know, bad things happen. Now, I had a cousin who kept a, well, they don't live here, let's put it that way, and they don't have this animal anymore, but somehow ended up with an alligator. And there was a child in their house, and they were trying to have children, and this was not a good thing. There were problems with pregnancies and so on, and I when I went over there, I said, get this animal out of here. This is not a good animal to keep in your home. It is a messenger of the underworld, the other world, the crocodile, the alligator. So do yourself a favor and get it out of here. Well, I'm sure they broke a few state rules, crossed a few state lines and broke about 13 rules, but they got rid of it, and sure enough, they were expecting shortly after. And they have another child since then. So, you know, it is a disservice to keep certain animals locked in captivity when they don't belong in captivity. And people come to Florida and go, I want to take a little one of those little lizards, mini alligators, like a little lizard back with me. We call them crocodiles or, you know, mini, I don't know, I just say lizards. So they try to take them back up north. When they go up north, I think that most of the time they don't really make the journey. So remember about this in environment, because right now we have in Florida the bear. And people are all about this bear and killing the bear, and a lot of people are very upset about this, with killing a bear, killing bears because they said they're out of control, there are too many of this, that. Maybe we should relocate them instead of just killing them, like we need a new season to kill animals, bear season. So we kind of took a hold of their property, their land, their territory, and built homes. And people wonder why they have issues with animals and coming into their backyard or around their garbage, because they don't, you don't belong there. You're in their territory, simply put. So I do know a lot of services try to relocate animals when they kind of get lost or taken away from all the rest of their family. So I do know that is important that, you know, we get them to safe harbor. And, you know, bear, besides that, bear is a lot about boundaries and borders, and just as much of, like, this is my territory, that's your territory. But it also connects with the inner voice and your inner potentials are awakening, and you have to go by your own instincts and your own rhythms. And just like I was saying earlier, not to fall prey to all that, you know, shop till you drop business and Cyber Mondays, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You know, it'll be there. We are in the land of plenty, my friends. And it is probably still be on sale come Tuesday. And if it isn't, did you really need it that badly? Planning your shopping and your gift giving, that can happen any time. So I want you to think about the bear when you're looking at your shopping, and know your boundaries and trust your instincts. Don't go with everybody's impulsiveness and ads and flyers and commercials. Go with your own instincts. So anyway, let's see, what else is going on? We're really in the end of last day of November. Last day. So then we're coming into December, so maybe it'll start keeping cooler in Florida. I don't know. One can only hope. I know most people are going, are you crazy, Teray? Are you crazy? We would love to have your weather. Well, that's a nice thought. Try putting up a Christmas tree and sweating, and putting out lights and sweating. It's just kind of takes the oomph out of it. But some people don't know anything else. They've lived in Florida or tropical climates all their lives. So they find the joy in it and celebrate with all that, and the tropical holiday fever kind of look, that which is awesome. So I'm going to pick another animal here. I know we're not getting too many calls this show, but that's okay. You can always listen to a show like this and learn much from, you know, different messages. So some people are all about these animals like, well, birds of flight. Let's put it that way, birds of flight. Some people want to know, what is the owl all about? The almighty owl. People in Harry Potter, you know, they all have their little owls, and they know they were messengers, and, you know, owls hoot. And one of the people I know, they said, oh, I don't like owls. And I said, well, what's not to like? I don't like them. They're the messengers of death. Well, sometimes they are. A lot of animals are. Owl is also a messenger of great wisdom, omens, things to come, and really it connects, of course, to the spirit world. So individual owls have different meanings, of course, but spirits are strong around you when you see an owl, or you see several owls, tending to your dreams and heightened senses. So it's up to you to act upon that guidance. So sometimes if you see an animal in your dream, like an owl, you know, it's supposed to be telling you, wake up, get aware, make it, pay attention, make it happen. Now, a lot of people freak out when I was talking about Steve Harvey, about snakes and stuff like that. So all different types of snakes, of course, have different meanings, just like owl. A rattlesnake is actually for healing and transformation that are at hand. So eliminating anything toxic in your life and opportunities to heal and your life to grow, which I think is great. And we were talking about that turtle, and there are so many different kinds of turtles. Say the, for instance, snapping turtle, we know it snaps, so you have to handle things with care, be wary. Sea turtle, though, is perseverance and just keep swimming, persevere, and great success comes, and the worst is over, continue to move forward. I find that animals like that give great comfort to me in letting me know I'm on the right path, all, you know, that all is not lost, it's a good thing. Let me see. So we've kind of talked about some of the mammals and the amphibians and let's see. Oh, sea, just sea life in general. Let's see. What other animal can I give to you about the sea? Like different types of fish and such, even though I had sushi tonight. Okay. What about starfish? A lot of people ask about the starfish. That's about you following your own path and your unique path, doing what's right for you. See, a lot of these animals are just great messengers of you being on the path. And if you see them over and over, like starfishes and on cards or on jewelry, and you know you're being drawn to it, or if you're at the ocean and you actually happen to find a beautiful starfish, well, you know, if it's not moving or anything, you know, that's different. If it's moving still and alive, do it a favor and put it back in the sea. Send it back because they'd appreciate that. Sort of like you. If somebody found you, they'd take you home, right? That's a good way of looking at it, I suppose. Okay, so that's kind of what I wanted to talk about tonight, was with animals and messages from your animals. And if you have an animal that's passed to spirit, I do connect with people in spirit as well as animals. So if you call and you need a private session, or you want to find me in one of my locations, just, you know this, that animals, the more that you treat them like your family, the more they're going to show up. When you meet someone like me, the more they're going to communicate. And you don't always need someone like me to get communication from your favorite animal or your favorite pet at that time, because sometimes it's just you remember what they feel like around your feet or your toes or around your side of your face. You remember that. And if you are laying there in bed and you actually start sensing like a brush across your cheek or around your toes, like somebody nibbling at your toes and no one's there. And you can be rest assured that maybe one of your animals is trying to let you know they are there. They are surrounding you with their affection, with their love. I've had other cats that have passed to spirit, and before Miss Spooky came along, I definitely had this little dun, 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 kind of a wave on the foot of my bed, and I knew it was my bookends, Knick Knack and Patty Whack, and they're both in spirit now. And so I knew it was them because they used to sleep on the foot of the bed, one on each end, and that's why I call them my bookends. So, and cats, of course, connect with the other world as well, just like Miss Spooky does. She's giving me the look right now. I'm looking over my head. Yes, you are, and your eyes are huge right now. So she's always seeing something around me and by me. Right, Spooky? And she even sees fairies. I know she sees fairies because she chases them around in the house. So messages from her animals. And by the way, one last thought on that. If your animal behaves in a manner that is not accustomed to their behavior with company, consider the company you're keeping. That's a huge message. One of my animals who's passed to spirit, Miss Knick Knack, she gave me the message several times about someone who just wasn't right. And they also weren't really right for me and right in my home. Saying, get this person on their path, pack it, send them on their way. This one's not for you, Mama. So, interesting how the animals do give us messages. Her way of showing me, by the way, was not a really nice way about, you know, defecating right in front of me and the person that I was in company with. Or one time she meowed really loud and hard and long and like a major conversation looking at this person. And another time she took a tinkle on someone's shoes, not once, but twice. So there's a very big message there with people that should probably not be in your life, with your animals who are in your life and that love you and care about you. I say many cats are familiars, or even dogs are familiars, or birds. They are assigned to us. They come and they protect us. They watch us. They keep us safe and they keep us aware. So that being said, I am I'm glad if you're listening to this show that you've taken the time to understand more about what the animals to say, and that they are messengers too. So be aware, and if you see multiple signs of the same animal, look that up. Check it out. And also, if you're dreaming of an animal, that matters, that counts too. Or if your animal is trying to speak to you in their way, please pay attention. Because I've had Miss Knick Knack's sister, Patty Whack, she spoke to me literally from her mind to mine and told me it was her year to die. And I just could not even believe my ears. Or what I heard in my head. Looking, she just very, animals don't usually look you straight in the eye. But she did. And I had a year with her. She said, this is my year to go. And so she did. But I kind of put it out of my head and said, let's have a good time. Let's have a great summer. And by the end of summer's end, she was leaving me. And it was so sad. But she even told me. And I feel very blessed that I had that communication connection with her and with her sister. So I welcome you. I implore you to pay attention to your animals and the animals around you. So, look up Ted Andrews. Look up Stephen Farmer. Look for something from me in the near future. And I wish you well and many blessings to you tonight and throughout your weekend. We'll see you next week. Until then, have a great night. Many blessings. Namaste.